Along with Yoko, we all hope that the 80s will be a beautiful decade. But for many, it really was the end of an era. Although the Beatles had not worked together for 10 years, there was still the hope the group would reform. Now, their dream was over. For millions, the music and magic of the Beatles had been an important part of their lives. The story of the Beatles was a story of artistic achievement of incredible proportions. Like any artists, they weren't content to rest on their laurels and continued to develop and expand, leaving us a legacy that has inspired us all and, in the process, redefined the boundaries of contemporary music.
Great disaster. People keep talking about it as if it's the end of the earth. It's only a rock group that split up. It's nothing important. You know, you have all the old records there if you want to reminisce.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away,
from 1962, which is when I first met them, up to, when did they finish? 1970? Yeah. Must have been all of 8 years, probably more. It's an amazing long time for four people to grow up together and stay together. Don't forget, George was only 17 when we started. And so he was in his late 20s by the time they finished together. And that is a very crucial process of growing up. You know, they all became men during that time. And it's amazing to me that they lasted that long under the hothouse pressure that they were subjected to. They were forced up, you know, in growth. And they lived in this golden cage of success. And it's amazing to me that they had the sense and the equability of temperament and the good nature to stick together. I think they would only have done it if they loved each other as they did.
I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so. She's a woman who understands, she's a woman who loves a man. This happened once before, when I came to your door, no reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the light.
Love me, land. I think it's a day.
To always ask the question in American conferences, press conferences, when, what will you do when the bubble bursts? But it was never a serious question to us. Of course, when the bubble did burst, it just did. Friction came in, business things came in, relationships between each other. We were all looking for, like, people in our lives. Like, John had found Yoko. It made it very difficult. He wanted a very strong, intimate life with her. At the same time, we'd always reserved the intimacy for the group. So these things just started to create immovable objects and pressures that were just too big. And then after the breakup, then the idea of when will the bubble burst came home. You just suddenly think, oh, that's what that guy was talking about. Every bloody press conference, that's what he meant.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now but those days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. I get high when I see my, oh my, when you sigh, my inside just flies, butterflies.
People expected too much of the Beatles, and the people made an image of the Beatles which they wanted the Beatles to conform, but they were already personalities in their own right. And they wanted to emerge in their own right and do their own thing, and the spotlight was on them too much. And people need their own space to move about in. And when people dictate images of what they are, suppresses things within them that sooner or later must come out. And maybe this is what led to the breakup of the Beatles, probably, and what maybe led to John becoming a recluse for some years and saying he'd paid his dues and he didn't want to do any more.
Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to get away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places had their moments with lovers and friends. I still keep
can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
But to physically or spiritually split is impossible. Well, maybe not physically. I mean, spiritually, it's, you know, you can't split. Because if you're listening, I'm the walrus too.
They started something which I think is tremendous. It is inevitable that they were split. But what they started was, for the first time, performers appeared on stage as if they were actually singing about the truth.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
Let me take you down. Going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever.
And he lays it in my ears and in my eyes.
It was the worst time and the best time in my life. Playing was always the pleasure, but what goes with it, you know, and especially for a group who was as big as us, if we'd have carried on, I personally would have gone insane.
Yeah.
Music, because the music becomes part of our interpretation. But I believe it was their attitudes that had the greatest impact on our lives. I mean, their music were, and their attitudes sort of were like saying it for us. They were keeping pace with instant iced tea and birth control pills. With every album, the Beatles gave us a 180-degree change, a completely different change, a different sound, a different attitude.
I told you about Strawberry Fields. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go, where everything grows.
I don't regret a thing, you know, especially since meeting Yoko. You know, that's made everything worthwhile, and that's the end of it, you know.
Some of their talents was greater than the individual parts, so that the four of them became more than those four talents were. And the Beatles, in memory, and as they were then, were much stronger than a collection of four great people. It was something that happened between all of us, between the five of us. We created something that was better than we could have done without any one of them. And I don't think any one of them has done as well for himself, although they've done very well. They haven't done as well for themselves as they did with the Beatles, and I certainly haven't either.
The Beatles, The Days in Their Life, was written and produced by David Pritchard and Alan Lycett at Sonic Workshop in Toronto. The producers would like to thank Annette and Paul Lawrence, Doug Thompson, George Martin and Shirley Burns, Paul Armstrong, the BBC, EMI London, CBS Records, WEA Music, and all our friends at TM in Dallas. We would also like to acknowledge the following publications for research material in the program. All Together Now by Castleman and Podrazic, The Beatles, an Illustrated Record, The Authorized Biography of the Beatles by Hunter Davies, The New Musical Express, and Dear Old Mercy Beat of Liverpool. And of course, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. My name is Ira Lipson. I hope you've enjoyed our journey through the life of the Beatles.